Hey guys, welcome back to another episode here on Hacks and Hobbies. Imagine being able to hear the world more clearly, without stigma, without the hefty cost, and being shut out of conversations. That's exactly what today's guest is working on. Michael is the founder of the Flow Group in Calgary, and he's on a mission to redefine accessibility for people with hearing loss. But this isn't just business, it's deeply personal. Michael has lived with retinitis, pigmentosa, childhood trauma, ADHD, and even near bankruptcy. And instead of letting those challenges define him, he turned them into fuel for creating real impact. Michael, welcome to the show. It's an honor to have you here.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
You know, we've been chatting back and forth in the green room. We had text messaging on LinkedIn. I'm so excited to get to the depth of, you know, what you're working on, because some of the things that you talked about and the software, the hardware that you're building, it's just mind-blowing. And I am a geek. I'm a full-on techno junkie talking about, living on the edge. We just ordered the new iPhone 17 Pros. Michael, we get into
jealous.
Yeah, let's do it. Right. So, Michael, before we get into the Flow Group, let's rewind. You've overcome so much. Childhood trauma, addiction, PTSD, living with vision loss. What kept you moving forward during those tough years?
I think my ex-girlfriend really put the hammer in it when I first met her. 12 years ago, I was still drinking, partying, just being, you know, being a brat and just like doing whatever I wanted, sleeping late, trusting people, investing in the wrong things. And, she was 19 and I was 31 and she was more mature than I was. So, she really molded me over the years and just like taught me to invest in myself. Don't invest in other people, because 10 out of 10 times I did that and I lost my investment. I didn't do enough homework, didn't do due diligence, just trusted people blindly, just hand them money. And then now never trust anyone again with that. I don't work with friends. I do everything myself, So through hard work, dedication, blood, sweat, and tears, I finally got to this point, and I'm very passionate about it. Anyone who talks to me knows, you know, how dedicated I am with this. Yeah. And it's the most fulfilling thing I've ever done in my life. But she definitely changed my life for the better and got me off, the addictions, and I finally got sober 9 months now. But that was for myself. Yeah, yeah. It wasn't like I was a bad drunk. I just thought it would, I didn't want to be hungover for events and like podcasts. So I don't miss it. I actually don't even like it anymore. So yeah. I don't smoke. So, I just see a lot of people health wise, you want to live long, as long as you can, to be a, a good member of the society, so Amen. Change the world.
Amen. I mean, you're absolutely right. It takes a lot of effort, and people around us are always going to help us either be a better person or be not a better person, right? It's us surrounding people that help us, shape who we become. So, going through childhood trauma, PTSD, might have been that because of the surrounding that you're in. And I'm glad that you're able to make changes, you make those transition over to not just, getting those experiences, but now being in a place that's much more filled with purpose.
100%. Yeah. For her and my, also my mom too, right? My mom passed away a long time ago. All the years of being, a misfit and just not making her proud. I think now I finally, I can make her and my family proud, because I was, Amen. Just doing a lot of dumb things back then where, they probably could have gave up on me. Which some of them probably did, but now it's great. Yeah.
Now there's something that you mentioned, experiences, especially living with a disability. How did those experiences shape your decision to focus on accessibility and inclusive technology?
Yeah, so I didn't realize I had retinitis till the last 6 years, you know, so it started off with a really serious retinal detachment where I had a black curtain come down. I woke up with a black curtain. So went to get checked. They told me I had 48 hours to get emergency surgery or else I'm going to lose my vision. So that freaked me out. And once they patched me up, you know, I could see 20/20. But then after I started getting the complications, so I have two cataract surgeries in each eye. I was only 35 years old and, you know, I was coming and going, see a lot of seniors there. And I didn't know then I was going to do what I was going to do, right? I didn't know that I was going to be in the senior industry, accessibility, disability. But they asked me, what are you doing here? You know, like there's only 70, 80, 90 year olds here, right? So she got punched in the eye in an MMA fight. I'm like, no, I didn't. It just happened. Yeah. They're like, no, it can't just happen. And I was like, oh, it did. And then, but the retinitis was what really kicked me in the butt because that really changed my life because my social life went down. Mm. I had to be guided around. Like my ex-girlfriend had to hold my hand, hold my arm everywhere we went or else I'll trip on stairs. Yeah. I'll walk into walls. I'll walk into people on the left side because only on the left side. So I've lost my peripheral and my night vision. So I only have tunnel vision on one side.
Wow.
So that's why I miss the steps and I shoulder check people. I said, I can't even see up, down, left, right. Mm. So because I can still see on one side, I can still drive. So, you know, that's the only blessing I have that doesn't go over to the other side, but it will eventually. So I am in a waiting list for a trial for in the US that's waiting for FDA approval. So I'm hoping I get in there because that it has slowly got worse, but hasn't like changed dramatically. Because I know some people with RP that are just blind. But I still got sight, and that's why I travel a lot. Me and my ex-girlfriend, we traveled 36 countries in like 10 years. So, you know, when I say ex-girlfriend, because obviously now we're just really good friends, and she moved to Vancouver, right? But we're still really good friends. Yeah. But so that's kind of what shaped me into kind of pondering ideas to kind of like, because I want to make a difference. I want to have a product that can help other people just like me. And, you know, I didn't want to just bow down and just give up, you know, because like I didn't want to use my sight as a disadvantage. I wanted to use it as a positive thing, right? Amen. So when I go and do presentations now, I talk about my retinitis so people can resonate with me. So now it becomes a purposeful brand, an image, right? Yeah. Yeah. And people don't want you to just be a seller. You know, I sell, but I'm not hard on selling it. I'm more about creating an impact and a relationship with seniors. So, and now I have this product that is completely opposite of hearing aids, affordable, it's comfortable, it's open ear, so nothing intrusive. So, you know, hearing aids you have to wear in the ear, it's this outside the ear for a fraction of the cost. So when you have all these factors, people's eyes open because it's a new option, right? All they're known is to find hearing aids, like hearing aids, hearing aids, hearing aids. So they spent thousands of dollars not knowing there's something new out there. And hearing aid companies have never changed their design. It's always kept the same. So now I have this new, trendy, affordable, comfortable, versatile product that's under $300. So people are just jumping into it. Like, what is this? What is this? And they try it. Works just as well. You know, so.
That's sort of cool. Now, you've mentioned you've said that your mission is to make communication more confident and stigma-free for people with hearing loss. What does that mean in practice for communities you're serving?
So when I got the call to all these senior homes, a lot of them were saying there's, you know, a lack of participation. A lot of seniors I talked to felt that, you know, they were not feeling included in conversations because A, they have hearing aids, they don't want to wear them, so they don't wear them at all. Or they just worry about losing them, so they just put it aside. Or they've lost them, so they don't have anything to wear. So what I give them is that this is a primary or backup. You know, you have this to use to help improve your hearing, so now you can actually feel included. Because now you can actually have enhanced clarity in conversations. One-on-one, big groups, you know, indoor, outdoor. There's an indoor-outdoor mode, right? dual volume control. So you can actually change the volume of both sides of the ear, depending how bad the ear is. We have a noise reduction chip that minimizes background sounds, which is very important because a lot of people go crazy about how annoying background sounds are. They can't focus on the sounds in front of them. So now we've revolutionized this new product, and that's why it's so high in demand now. And it couldn't have come at a better time because people are just ready for something new, right? And being inclusive is so important because now they can talk to their grandchildren. They can talk to other people at a meal instead of feeling like they're just nodding their head saying, yeah, you know, they don't understand what's going on. And it's so like their confidence level goes down. So now this is empowering them. It's actually bringing them up. And the more and more seniors are wearing it now, I find that more and more of them are more into opening up their, being more open about trying new technology. Cause before they're like, oh, this thing's so big. Looks like a young person wears it, right? One by one. And then now I have like 5 to 10 people wearing it per community. Before it'd be like one or two, but now it's like growing and growing, right? So, changing their lives for sure. Yeah.
It's changing their lives. It's giving them the ability to communicate again, because without communication, like if I were to mute myself right now and you're like, what are you talking about? Right. Because we can't hear anymore. And we depend so much on our hearing more than the sight, right? Hearing is the absolute number one way to communicate. And no wonder 99% of the world population depends on communicating with voice.
That's right. I actually do have a second product that actually helps people that are in the blind community too, right? So my second product helps the hearing communities. First one helps the blind community.
I love
that. My first product has background sounds. So background sounds cater to the blind community because they can actually use it to navigate better. Mm-hmm. And they can use it to be more alert, right? So there's purposes for both communities. So it's worked for both, yeah.
That's amazing, man. Now, you've mentioned that you never really got into swimming. If you could magically wake up tomorrow and be a world-class at it, what's the first thing you would do?
Sorry, can you repeat that question? You said swimming?
Yeah, swimming. If you could magically wake up tomorrow and be a world-class swimmer, what would you do?
Okay. What would I do? World-class? I don't know. Swim like one of the oceans, I guess. I don't know. I'll be one of the guys that can swim across the ocean. But not get bitten by sharks and make it alive, I guess.
I think that'd be a good one. there was a movie that we recently watched where this woman swims across the English Channel. And it was insane just to watch the movie. Like, the experience that she had to go through was absolutely insane. And then there's a portion where all there is, it's basically a school of jellyfish. So she's swimming through jellyfish and getting stung, but keeping on going.
Whoa.
It's insane. It's insane.
It's like Hercules swimming. Yeah,
exactly. All right. Yeah. Since Gladiator and Friends are on your list, are you more of a Maximus charging into battle or a Chandler with the one-liners?
Probably Maximus. Yeah, I love those old Roman movies back in the days. It really pumps me up.
Yeah, they do. And Russell Crowe played an excellent part in that movie. It was absolutely brilliant.
Brilliant, yeah.
Michael, this has been an amazing start. I love how your story really highlights that accessibility isn't just about products. It's about dignity and inclusion. Now, I am really fascinated about this product, the Flow, because, you know, my dad has a hearing issue as well, you know, in his right ear. He's like, I can't hear in his right ear. So he's like, sit on my left side so I can actually hear you. But then he's been trying out different devices. I don't know. I think this would be a pretty good device for him to try out as well, because, you know, it'll help with the hearing.
For sure. Yeah, it's worked for about 85% of my clients that have tested hundreds, maybe thousands of people from mild, moderate to severe and different types of hearing losses. So pretty safe bet, yeah.
I love it. Now, in our next episode, we're going to dig deeper into the technology itself. We'll talk about how bone conduction works and how the Flow Group is changing the game and what the future looks like for accessibility worldwide. Michael, can you give us a quick teaser of what listeners can expect in part two?
I think they're going to be very impressed with the work that I put in, just working with seniors one-on-one. It was like pretty much door to door, getting, you know, getting my foot in the door, getting the trust from seniors is the hardest because they don't trust many people because they're victims of a lot of, you know, scams and hacks and stuff. Right. So when I got in the door, they saw how much I cared and that, you know, and I really wanted to make sure I work closely with them, give them the support, the need. So then when they get confused with technology, I don't want them to give up. So like you tell them, you know, try to adapt to technology and it actually can work really well, life-changing for them. And I've seen some really life-changing stories that I'll probably share that seniors are crying, you know, to me and they're just hugging me and like just life-changing. And it wasn't just seniors, it was young adults, it was labor workers, people with all types of hearing losses that couldn't hear anything before. And the moment they wore this bone conduction headphone, they could hear.
You know, that's really interesting that you mentioned workers, because when you're working in an outside environment, you're working with heavy duty equipment and that can get really loud. And I've actually been in environments, even raising kids, it's kind of hard because when they're screaming for long hours. And then my watch would tell me, you're in this environment. If you stay here for 30 minutes or longer, you can have hearing loss. So it makes sense. Look.
Nice. What kind of device is this? That's awesome. It's like
so
Iron
Apple
Man
Watch,
like...
right? So Apple Watch has
thing.
So it'll just test the hearing. But what's interesting is there are drummers, there's musicians, there's workers. They all have hearing loss issue because they're listening to such loud noise. And I can't wait to dig into like how bone conduction works, because as a tech enthusiast, I think that's going to be the thing that's going to open up people's mind. Like, oh my God, this is possible.
Yeah. And we talk about the origins, who's the pioneer of it, you know, stuff like that, which market, you know, of course my partners, like a lot of partners now joining us for this crusade to help people low income seniors. Right. Yeah.
I love it. Well, Michael, thank you so much for coming on. We can't wait to dig into part two. Where can people connect with you and learn more about the Flow Group and the products that you're sharing with the people, the world?
Yeah, so you can go on my website, www.theinnerflow.com. So theinnerflow.com. So without the flow, without the W, So just flow. On there you can get content, testimonies, products to shopping. We ship over to 140 countries now.
Amazing.
And also you can follow us on Instagram at the Flow Group, where you can get updates on events and partnerships. We're going to be on auditioning for Dragon's Den as well, so we'll be updating that. Nice. And Legacy Makers, which will be on most streaming channels next year as well. So yeah, lots of things happening.
Dude, I love it. I love it. Thank you so much. And we'll see you in part two.
Sounds good.
So guys, there you have it. Make sure you subscribe so you can listen to part two of the journey with Michael. And please, please, please go check out the link in the show notes so you can connect with Michael. You can learn about the product. You can learn about all the success stories of people getting to hear. So make sure, don't miss part two. You'll walk away with not only a better understanding of the tech, but how innovation can fuel purpose-driven business. Stick with us, and we'll see you in the next episode.